Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your host, Charlotte Sivak, and I'm coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We'd also first like to thank David Hickey for his beautiful track of Centaur that you heard in the opening track. It's from his new album called Acceleration, and you can find out more about his music at crystaljourney.ca. Now, we're also going to be playing Patrick Bernard's music as well throughout the background that you'll be hearing the beautiful Om for today's amazing activation. I'm so delighted to have you all join us today for a magically yummy cosmic hour of incredible synchronicities where we're going to be experiencing an expansion of your consciousness. We're really going to allow you now to embrace and enjoy the nectar of life. So today, for our focus of our ascension journey, which is really just a descension of spirit into matter, is a divinely synchronistic cosmic event. Again, it's combined with an exceptionally powerful full moon in Scorpio. So go ahead tonight and howl at the moon, if that's one of your favorite things to do, or take a moon bath where you just sit outside and you completely soak in the energies or the rays of the moon. It will fully awaken you, cleanse you, and for those of you who like to put your crystals out on a day of the full moon, this is an exceptionally powerful day for you to be putting them out there in activation. So not only do we have the celebration of the full moon, but we also have the incredible Waisak ascension going on today as well, too, which is combined with Buddha's birthday. So with the full moon in Scorpio, this is going to ignite your perception and intuition to an even greater heightened level. You're going to feel this illuminating energy granting you access to the gates of higher knowledge and wisdom, making this a far-out, mystical, mind-expanding, full-of-inspiration experience. As this full moon represents releasing, transforming, and rebirthing like the mythical phoenix, which is now symbolically represented by the turkey vulture, from the struggle and burden of our inner dialogue and our ego, this is going to dissolve into emotional freedom as we take ownership and responsibility and awaken with gratitude of divine love, with the stillness of compassion, strength, and wisdom. We also welcome the shift again of the energies of the Mayan calendar as we now later this week move into day 3 of the universal underworld. So you're going to be expecting to feel a lot of cosmic energy this week. This is the granddaddy of all of them this week. This is going to be helping us continuing towards our quantum leap at an accelerated rate. Expect lots of movement, lots of awakening, and also a lot of knowledge that's going to be coming forth. Now, in honor of Waisak, which is Buddha's birthday today, we will also be embracing the part of our shadow, ego, and pain body, helping us also to release further from the fear matrix of the collective consciousness, from our bodies that have been preventing us from the rapture of enjoying divine ecstasy or the cosmic orgasm of our divinity with our muse within. So I'll just give you a quick overview of what we'll be doing today because it's really grounded. There's a lot of stuff we want to get to today and really want you to enjoy this amazing activation of ascension energies and journeys that we're going to be going through. So what we're going to do is as we awaken the muse or the higher self, this is going to be blending and merging with yourself. We're going to also connect you later to the planetary matrix of the diamond light crystalline grids. But the main part with the shadow aspect that we will be focusing on this time is that during this meditation, we're going to access the very deep wounds of shame, the energy of the shame of being. It is a symptom of the lower consciousness where we experience the shame about the need to eat in order to live, sometimes causing eating disorders or over-identification with our bodies, which will now lead to the shame about the way our body smells, which opens up an even deeper cavity wound, which is the shame about undeserving. Therefore, then it becomes the shame of self-loathing, which then isolates and enslaves the soul, paralyzing it with fear, which accompanying with it the feeling of an even more separatedness because of the shame of our desires for sex and also for companionship. So we're going to be doing a lot of work with shame releasing. Just like the last time when we worked with the deep wounds of money, now we're going to be dealing with the emotional wounds of shame as it has caused so much unfulfilled visions or dreams or sometimes lots of sabotage, victimizing ourselves, holding back self-criticism and doubt and fear of not being able to unleash the muse, unleash your imagination. So we'll be traveling into chambers of light, into the dimensions with the Great White Brotherhood, and we're going to be activating our multidimensional bodies with the language of light. So we'll be downloading a lot of the codes, the cosmic key codes and light packets of information. And then we will also further anchor into our sacred centers, our homoluminescent or within our light bodies and auric fields with the rainbow flames. We're going to ignite each of the chakras, working through our bodies, also through the tubes of light connecting us with the earth and the cosmic kundalini. All the while, we're going to be listening in the background to Patrick Bernard's Music of the Spheres that he channels through himself with the Om. If you'd like further information, please check out his website at www.patrickbernard.com. And we're also going to be invoking the Seer Yantra with the enrichment energies of the pearlescent 10th ray and golden 12 rays, helping you to integrate fully with the Muse, helping you to awaken its divine voice through the stillness and compassion with the notes of divine love as you finally recognize the revelation that you are the masterpiece, that you, your fully realized self, fully comes into view. We'll then continue with blending and infusing ourselves with our divine counterparts, our higher self, which resides in the fifth and sixth dimensions. And what this will do is help you to create a more closeness and intimacy with loving yourself, allowing you to anchor and to be the full expression of heaven on earth, awakening infinite possibilities and granting yourself permission to imagine what those unexplored horizons might awaken from within. Now, with WESAC, this meditation is, again, a divine dispensation where it activates and accelerates your growth and your ascension. WESAC is the honoring of Buddha and the Buddha within. The Buddha is the expression of the wisdom of God, the embodiment of light, and the indicator of divine purpose. So according to the metaphysical tradition, the Buddha was born, attaining enlightenment, and left the earthly incarnation under the full moon of Taurus. And the Buddha returns at this time each year to bring new light to the world. Spiritual leaders gathering in the WESAC Valley, a mythical place high in the Himalayas. Here, initiates led by the Christ arrange themselves into a great pentagon, which is the Venusian emblem of the world soul. While the Buddha hovers above these gathered radiating light, this cosmic alignment occurs during the 8 minutes centered on the moment of the WESAC full moon. The full moon is like a pitcher pouring out its healing elixir. The celestial dispensation continues for 3 days following the day of the full moon. So maintaining the calm and the balance, deep breathing, meditation, yoga, rhythmic music, and dancing help for receiving the blessings of heaven. So we got a pretty jam-packed show for you, where we're going to lead you into the deep realms of the shadow, coming out with the karmic wounds, helping you to release those contracts. Then we'll head into the cosmic love configuration chamber. And then we're going to help you to fully blend and merge, like having your first date, but this time you're having your date with your muse. You're learning to fall in love with yourself. So with that in mind, let's get started. So taking a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. We call upon all the archangels, ascended masters, teachers, guides, animal totem spirits, the divas, fairies, elves, and goddesses, to be present with us for this healing meditative journey, ascension activation, helping us on all the multidimensional levels, connecting us in with our etheric, emotional, mental, spiritual realms on the planetary solar levels. We welcome all of the guides and teachers that you all personally acknowledge, as well as the higher self of everyone listening to this program and everyone involved with this program. We call upon the Palladian, Sirian, and Andromedan emissaries of light, the Arcturian emissaries of light, the Great White Brotherhood, Pan, the overlighting diva of healing, the divine nature spirit intelligence, the music of the spheres, as well as Pan, We also invite the Mahatma to blend and fuse with our energies. And now we call in our higher light. Just give yourself a few moments as you feel your body relaxing, releasing any of the tension, the strains, or the stress that you may have been holding within your muscles or within your energy. And as you feel this incredible connection of all the light beings that are around you, we also invoke the Buddha, the Cosmic Christ, Lord Sananda, the Ascended Master Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, the spiritual hierarchy, Sanat Kumara. We ask Lord Metatron for 100% light body quota increase in all our light body vehicles. And taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through your nose and exhaling. Taking another breath and inhaling. And for the ladies listening to this, bring your focus to your second chakra. And for the gentlemen, bringing your focus to your first chakra at the base of your spine. Visualize a tube of light traveling downwards and into the center, the crystalline core heart of Mother Earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect you to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And feeling yourself being anchored with Mother Earth, feeling the connection, you may feel your body coming into full alignment. Take a deep breath and feel yourself further relaxing, further releasing. As we invoke the Great White Brotherhood to bring the Karmic Moon's Chamber of Light to be brought around your homoluminescent light body, you'll feel the energy stabilizing around you and begin to infuse you with light. You may begin to feel a pulsation, sensation, a tingling up and down your skin or your spinal column as this Karmic Moon's Chamber of Light anchors itself around you and your holographic auric field. We're going to now call forth all the contracts that are related with shame, the emotional wounds, the archetypes, for these contracts to all be placed into the palms of your hands. So turning your palms upwards to the heavens, we ask that these contracts that look like sheets of paper, it'll say contract on top of it, it'll have your name, it'll have someone else's name, but please do not get lost in the story, and it'll have a stamp on top of it, will come falling into the palms of your hands, where you will feel a heaviness or a weighed down sensation. You may even see a filing cabinet being tossed into the palms of your hands. There is no right and wrong. Just go with what you feel, as your intuition is always right. We also call forth all the contracts from all of your past lives, all of your future lives, your present life, all the contracts that you're ready to release at this time, as well as from each of your individual chakras, from all the other dimensions and planets, all the realms, multidimensional, parallel universes, alternate realities that you have lived in, on the planetary, solar, galactic, universal, and cosmic multi-levels, to to all be placed into the palms of your hands. We first ask for the contract of shame to be placed into the palms of your hands. The shame of being. The shame associated with not being good enough, worthy enough. Second-guessing and doubting yourself. The shame of the over-identification with our bodies. Vanity. Only looking on what's on the outside. The shame of the neediness. Of some of the insanity that we have done to ourselves. Mentalness. Prostitute archetype. Being in integrity with ourselves, not selling out our abilities or talents. The shame about being undeserving, unloving, unworthy. Self-loathing. Resistant. Victimizing the self. Beating yourself up. Bullying the self. Selling yourself short, invading or cutting yourself off, or cutting yourself up for the validation and proof of others. Fear, ego, enslaving, isolated, separated, becoming a miser, possessive, dominating, grieving, paralyzed, resistant, the shame about sex, sexuality, expressing yourself sexually, flirtatious, the actor, the lover, the fear of not being good enough to be in a relationship. Always seeking a companion, fear of being alone or lonely. Second guessing, sacrificing, martyring. Going to the extremes of suicide. Overanalyzing, power struggles, manipulation, control. The shame of being a leader, a guru onto the self. Fear of your brilliance. Revelations, intellectualizing your intuition. Rejection, betrayal, humiliation, judgment, criticizing, fear of being judged. The shame of being adventurous. Breaking free from old patterns, family structures, religious orders, religious dogma. Thinking how society dictates how you should and should be, and feeling shame about not having the big house or the $1 million in the bank. Shame about the car that you drive and the material realm. Limiting yourself, closing yourself off, better than, less than, and anything else that you're ready to release at this time that we don't need to voice or give a name to all be placed into the palms of your hands. Take a few moments and feel or see. the pile, or the weight of these contracts. See the old pain, the grief, the heartache, all being released and placed with these contracts. And now visualizing a stamp that says cancel or void. Stamp every single one of these contracts. You may even use a red hot poker to cut right through all these contracts. We now cancel and nullify all these contracts in all directions of time, space, parallel universes, multi-universes, on the etheric, spiritual, emotional, mental, body levels, the dimensions of all the dimensions of reality, multi-dimensions, parallel universes, on the planetary, solar, galactic, universal, multi-universal, and cosmic levels. As we now call on Archangel Michael with his sword of truth and his sword of light to step forth and cut all these contracts in half. As you feel the jolt, the relief, and the releasement of these contracts, visualize yourself ripping up any remaining pieces and throwing in with it the struggle, the fear of releasing, surrendering, and letting go, the fear of fully embracing your power, knowing that you will never abuse it, condemn, or discriminate with it. And see it all being burned and transmuted to the light, as whatever appears to be negative really is just your hidden potential and lessons. And when it comes down to it, at the root of all of it, it is still source. And as you see it being fully ripped into shreds and burned to the light, see yourself now being fully engulfed in the violet flame. See it like a huge bonfire, fully washing over your front, your back, completely covering you, as it washes off all the dross. And we ask for Lendus, Vayavamus, and Archangel Michael to also come forth, standing in front with their golden magnetic hands, and to draw out any of the mucus or psychic debris within all of your four body vehicle, helping you to further descend into your body. And just take a few moments as you feel the peace restoring itself, the stillness. As you say your first and last name aloud three times. We are forgiveness acting here, casting out all doubt and fear, setting men forever free with wings of cosmic victory. We are calling in full power for forgiveness every hour. To all life in every place, we flood forth forgiving grace. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, tez be'os. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, tez be'os. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, tez be'os. And taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. You feel this karmic wounds chamber of light fully dissolving around you. And as you feel yourself coming back into this time and space, begin to visualize the sun above your head. Feel its incredible radiating energy as it fills you up, flowing through the top of your head, where you will feel a tingling sensation, bringing in the energies of the cosmic kundalini, flowing through to fill you up and clearing out any more debris. Feel it going through your healing channels. So flowing through your crown, washing over your pineal and pituitary gland, as we affirm now that it no longer produces the death hormone and that the pituitary gland only produces the life-giving hormone. Washing down over your throat, your shoulders, down through your hands and out your fingertips, causing almost a cosmic water fountain spray from each of your fingertips and flowing further down through your cosmic divining rod, which is your spinal column. As you feel yourself being restored and reawakened, we now invoke all of your guides and teachers, all the animal totems, the divine couples of the 7 and 12, 13 rays to surround you in a love configuration chamber of light. As you take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, you feel the energies of the cosmic divine love flowing towards you as it begins to activate you through your skin, through the particles, the molecules, the atoms, right through to the subatomic particle where there is nothing but space. As you go through all the blood, the organs, the tissues, the plasma, and into the space where there is nothing but space. And visualize the sun yet again above you or in front of you, representing the Father God, and feel its beautiful energy rays that emanate from it, activating you with the energies of love. Feel yourself filling up as it flows through you, coming out through your back, as we ask for it to maintain itself till the end of this transmission. And now visualize the Earth Mother behind you, as it radiates the cool womb energy of safety, support, and nurturance. Feel the energy activating through you, flowing up through your back, helping to support you and anchor all these heavenly energies into your physical body, helping you to remember that you are love, that you are born from love. And we ask that as this flows through and comes out through your front, that it also maintain with us till the end of this transmission. And now, taking a deep healing breath, we ask that you inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last day. Breathe in these incredible energies. Feel it activating your soul, further awakening you. As you now breathe in deep, inhaling all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last week. Feel yourself filling up. You may begin to feel a bit of a tingling pulsation sensation. You might even feel a bit of dizziness as you allow yourself to receive all of the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last month. Breathe it in deep. Inhale for 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release, 2, 3, 4, 5. And stay empty, 2, 3, 4, 5. As you now inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last year. Feel the energy flowing in, washing over your pineal pituitary gland, flowing down over your atlas, your spinal column, elongating you, activating you, flowing into your heart, your soul, and your soul matrix, awakening emotional freedom, love, as it continues to flow down over your stomach, your organs, your reproductive digestive systems, flowing into your perineum. You take another deep breath and bring your focus to the perineum to activate your master cells, activating them to the energies of love, as we now intend and invoke for you to only receive divine love and light. All else is illusion and therefore will be repelled. If you cannot receive divine love and light from all whom you meet, then we ask that their higher selves and beings around them reflect that energy to you. As you now take a deep breath again, let it flow right through your being and release it into the center of the earth, where we once again now ask all of your guides and teachers, animal totems, to send you all the divine love and light that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Take these few minutes and feel the expansion. Feel the vastness of your being. Feel the rebirth, the resurrection, or the mythical phoenix arising yet again. Feel as your creativity begins to soar, your imagination being fully activated. As you now breathe in all the energies of love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire creation. Feel that oneness energy as it flows through you. And bring your focus to your perineum once again. And hold the energy, hold the focus there. Hold it, and release. As we now intend to send this energy out to the Mother Earth, she knows where it's needed the most at this time, to the four elements, to all the animals, the mammals, the birds, the trees, all sentient beings, all of your guides and teachers, the cosmos, planets, and stars, letting them know that there is a human that loves them. And feel as the energy comes back to you through your crown, merged and blended with the cosmic kundalini energies, flowing through you and out again through that tube of light and into the center of the earth. What we do for one, we do for all. And as you feel this oneness energy, the Christ conscious activation, we thank everyone for directing these energies of love towards us. As you feel the love configuration chamber of light dissolving, now just take a few moments. Feeling yourself centered again. We now are ready for the meeting and blending with our higher self, your date with the muse. So once again, close your eyes and take a deep breath. As we bring back our focus to the grounding cords that you have. Once again, for the ladies, your second chakra, your navel. For the gentlemen, the root. And release the cord that you have there from the previous time. See it being dropped into the center of the earth to be burned and transmuted to the light. As you send a new cord down, with a new color, any color that you choose. And bringing your energy to your heart center, now filling yourself, being fully filled up on divine love, releasing all those old wounds, patterns, foundations, breaking free of those limitations. We now ask for your higher self to come forth and to stand in front of you. You will find yourself through this meditation experiencing a more closeness and intimacy. You'll feel this energy becoming stronger and grandeur as you embrace loving yourself. And we now ask the higher self to come and stand in front of you. It looks like an etheric double, a hologram, sparkling golden essence. And as you ask for your higher self to come and stand in front of you, extend your hands and your palms facing away from your body, inviting your higher self to connect with you palm to palm. You may begin to feel that tingling sensation through the palms of your hands as you allow the energies from your higher self, the higher self's hands, to enter through your body, through your arms and your hands, and fill your heart. Taking a luxurious breath and letting this energy overflow your heart and begin to fill up your body. You begin to feel and awaken the ecstasy from within. As you now sense the energy of your higher self for your muse, running through you. Ask your higher self if it has a name you can call it. Listen in as a relaxed manner as you possibly can. If no name is given, then we'll just call it the Muse. And now dropping your hands to your side, releasing the hand connection, ask your higher self or Muse, or the name that you have been given, to stand behind you for a chakra bounding. You'll feel the presence of your higher self standing behind you. Take a few moments and just feel the energy. And begin to inhale through your crown chakra as you ask your higher self for a cord of light from its crown to yours. Envision this cord looking like the infinity symbol, which will help to blend and merge, infusing you with the higher self's light. As you feel the connection growing still, inhale now through the center of the back of your head and ask your higher self to send this cord of light from its third eye to your third eye. See it going in through the back of your third eye. And you'll feel as your body starts to surge with more energy, feeling the power and the strength, the compassion of the higher self. And now inhaling through the back of your neck, ask your higher self or your Muse or the name that you've been given to now send an infinity cord of light, which is in the shape of the eight, from its throat chakra, blending and merging with the back of your throat. As you feel this connection solidifying, you may find yourself with a scratchy throat or clearing some mucus, allowing to give you the ability of divine truth at a deeper level. And as you feel this amazing connection flowing through you, now inhale through the back of your heart, right between the shoulder blades, and ask the higher self to send another cord of light with the infinity symbol as the cord of light from its heart center to the back of your heart chakra. You begin to feel the tingling, awakening, ecstasy, bliss from within your heart, expanding through your body and out into your auric field. As again we take another inhalation, focusing now through the small of your back, and ask your higher self to send a cord of light in the infinity symbol flowing from the higher self or Muse's solar plexus to the back of your third chakra, the back of your solar plexus. Begin to feel the power surging through you. Feel the energy of your clairsentient abilities awakening, your knowingness fully expanding. as we now feel this connection and move toward inhaling through your sacrum. Asking your muse or your higher self of the light or the name that you've been given to again send this cord of light with the infinity symbol flowing from its sacral chakra to your second chakra in the back. Awakening your imaginator, your creative energy, your creative essence, and creative expression. As you breathe through this connection and this awakenness, you feel the connection fully together being made. Begin now to inhale through your tailbone. As we ask the higher self to send a cord of light, one last time with the infinity symbol flowing from its root chakra or first chakra into your root. You may begin to feel a gentle surge or wave of energy moving from behind your body to your front. You may also feel yourself rocking back and forth in the infinity symbol. As this is your higher self fully blending with your body. You'll begin to feel the expansive, the light, the peacefulness, the joyfulness, feeling yourself being filled with love, a sense of well-being, bliss, or even rapture. As you are experiencing the merger and the alchemical balancing. If you feel that there is any part of your body in which the blending seems that it may not have occurred, just breathe into that area, relaxing it until you feel the energy shift as your higher self is able to blend and merge with you from there. Now just take a few moments of feeling this incredible expansion and this energy around you. And as you feel this energy flowing between you, as you become one, fully anchored, we now ask your higher self and your muse what gift it would like to receive from you. Thinking about the gift that you would like to give to the higher self and the muse. It welcomes the pain in your heart. Any pieces of shame, not feeling good enough, or any of the shadow ego pain body effects. It is happy to receive these, as it will give up its limitations with its connection to you. Feel as you extend your hands in front of you to give the gift to your higher self. As now the higher self wants to reciprocate and give to you a gift. It may be a symbolic gift, a rock, a flower, an essence. Take this gift into the palms of your hands, feeling its energy, looking at it, embracing it. If you need to, you may also ask your higher self what the gift means. And when you feel that you are ready, place this gift within your body or your aura, wherever you sense that it may belong. You may also find yourself receiving a cup or a sword, the cup being the Holy Grail. And now at this time, take a few moments and ask your higher self if there is anything it would like to or wish to communicate with you at this time. Remaining relaxed, open and receptive, feel the connection that you have as you listen for this reply. You may or may not hear a message. You may sense it, feel it, or see it. Just remain open. Breathing in, inhaling. As you download and receive this message. And taking these last few moments and receiving this message, feeling that you are now complete, tell your higher self or your muse or the name that you've been given that you want to become permanently bonded with it. Ask your higher self and your muse to help you with this goal in any way that it feels that it is appropriate. And letting your higher self and muse know that you will connect again soon. Ask it to remain bonded with you to whatever extent possible at this time, even when you are not meditating. And now taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling. As you feel the blended energy that has come together, feeling yourself being fully aligned, you can now say Enher, Asher, Enher, which means I am that I am. I am the divine self that I am. And taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling, feeling how your aura has been cleansed, your chakras, your tube of light. We now call forth from your mighty I Am presence to activate and spin your Merkaba. Visualize spinning your inner Merkaba to the right. And now visualize spinning your outer Merkaba to the left or counterclockwise, as we intend for this to stabilize and solidify all the energies that we have called forth and anchored. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling and exhaling, we request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers consciously seeking ascension at this time. And bringing your focus again back for the ladies to your second chakra and to the gentlemen your root, we ask for a cosmic grounding as Archangel Sandalson steps forth and a divine dispensation of blessings, a showering of blessings for you to receive. We invoke Lord Metatron to give you a light shower. The Mahatma energy to give you a light shower. And the Buddha giving you a light shower as you receive these blessings. And feeling your inner radiance and what a successful date you've had with your muse, getting to know it, embracing it, and feeling the divine bliss and rapture of the cosmic orgasm. We thank you for joining us today, as we wish you all a magical day full of cosmic ecstasy. Aloha blessings.